Hi, this is Dr. Lee. Can I follow a progress note? Patient name Lee, L-E-E, Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A. Date of service 12-19-2023. Place Future Care Charles Village. Date of service 12-19-2023. Lee, Sheena. Date of birth 6-15-1970. Patient seen today as a follow up. Patient. Was admitted to the sub-Q rehab, status post-stroke, dysphagia, status post-back placement, ambulatory dysfunction, while at the nursing facility. The patient was recently noted to have COVID infection. Patient was managed with isolation protocol, supportive care. Electrolyte lab, CBC monitored. Today when I saw her, she's feeling good. She has a recent also dental infection. Because of toothache, and she was given antibiotics. Augmentin to complete 7-day course, she tolerated well. At present, when I saw her lying on the bed, very comfortable, through her system, had a continuous pulmonary cough, cardiac and chest pain, GI, vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain. Physical exam, patient is awake, lying on the bed, no distress, has expressive aphasia. Blood pressure 122 over 70, pulse 60, temperature 98.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 95%. Headed back, namophilic, eyes and ectaric, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bosom positive, extremities. Right, BKA, stump has healed, left leg trace edema, but no cough tenderness, neuro. Patient is awake, lying on the bed. Ambulatory dysfunction due to leg amputation and CVA. Assessment of recent COVID infection with recovery. Next line, periodontitis with a tooth infection. Next line, history of PE. Next line, CVA. Next line, expressive aphasia. Next line, dysphagia, status post-back placement. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction due to stroke and right leg amputation. Plan of care will continue all her current medication reviewed by me, lab reviewed, no other acute issue reported by the staff. Next patient YOUNG, Young Rosie, ROSIE. Patient seen follow-up at the nursing rehab. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion. Blood pressure 134 over 79, pulse 70, temperature 98.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 98%. Headed back, namophilic, eyes and ectaric, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs. Clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bosom positive, extremities, pressure ulcers in the buttock. And left heel and the sacral area, Neuro patient is awake. She is forgetful. Assessment patient has been admitted. Number one, generalized weakness. Number two, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, pressure ulcers in the buttocks. And heel and right lower extremity, burn wound. Next line, sacral pressure wound. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, hypertension. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, history of PE. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post stent. Right side, weakness due to old ischemic stroke and dementia. Plan of care, I have reviewed all the medication, will continue her current medication. Monitor labs and electrolyte. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Next patient, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E. Date of birth for this patient is 4/3/1966. Date of service 12/19/2023 is the follow-up progress note. Date of service 12/19/2023. Patient seen today for follow-up. Patient has been doing fairly well. He denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion, no genital urinary symptom. While in the rehab, patient has a COVID test, was a positive. It was in December 7th. Patient has a cough and congestion. Patient was placed in quarantine. After discussion with his healthcare agent, they declined antiviral medications. The patient has been monitored, supportive care, but he's much better. He had significantly improved and recovered. At present, when I saw the patient, he's doing well, has no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, and he's asymptomatic. And past medical history, substance abuse history in the past, CVA, depression, H. pylori, infection treated. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful and disoriented. Blood pressure 120 over 78, pulse 80, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 95%. Neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs decreased, breath on the bases, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non tender bowels on positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, forgetful and disoriented assessment. Patient recent COVID infection with recovery, next and recent pneumonitis treated with antibiotic, has completed the course of augmentin. Next line, dementia. Next line, previous history of CVA. Next line, plan of care. Next line, will continue all the current medications. No other issue reported today. Next patient is Black, B-L-A-C-K, Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-R-D, Black Reginald, date of service 12/19/2023, place, future care, Charles Village, patient seen today as a follow-up, and nursing rehab, patient has a cough and congestion. He tested positive for COVID on December 9th. Patient was monitored, isolation protocol done. Supportive care given and patient has significantly improved. At present, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no fever, no chills. Physical exam, he's awake, he's alert, his blood pressure is 122 over 64, pulse 70, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 95%. Next line, next up, JVD, chest not tender, lungs, bilateral round care, the bases, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non tender, bowel positive, extremities, no edema, right knee has significantly improved and recovered, neuro, he's awake, has expressive aphasia. He has a rational weakness due to known traumatic brain injury. Right side weakness. Assessment patient has right side weakness due to traumatic brain injury. Next, septic arthritis for the knee. Right knee treated. Completed antibiotic course. Next line, recent COVID infection, significantly recovered. No fever, no chills, no cough at present. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, history of aspiration pneumonia treated. Plan of care will continue all his current medication. Reviewed, lab reviewed. Next patient is Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Thomas. Date of birth 12/29/1939. Place Future Care, Charles Village. Patient seen today as a follow up. He has a recent COVID positive with significant improvement. When I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, chills. Patient has a known history of CHF. Cardiomyopathy, hypertension, diabetes, CKD, and cognitive impairment of the dementia. Rural system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac and chest pain, GI and vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital unit, no hematuria, neuro and syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake. He's alert but forgetful, memory is impaired. His blood pressure is 140 over 70, pulse 76, temperature 90. 8.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 94%. Next up, the JVD, chest non-tender, lungs decreased, breast under the bases, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel positive, extremities, trace edema, no calf tenderness, neuro, he's awake, he's alert and cooperative, and no acute distress, lab reviewed, medication reviewed, assessment number one. Recent COVID infection with recovery. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, CHF. This systolic dysfunction. Next line, hypertension. Next line, CKD. Next line, dementia. Plan of care. Next line, will continue all his current medications. No other acute issue reported by the staff.